This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Meera Sevasodi. Martial arts practice is often linked to violence, but more and more therapists are using martial arts as a form of psychological rehabilitation. Its reported benefits include reduced aggression. Now, that sounds contradicting, but if we're going to explore the therapeutic use of martial arts in mental health with occupational therapists and taekwondo instructors, Julian and Tofu Teo. Welcome to the show, both of you. How are you today?
Hi, we're doing great.
Yeah, fantastic. We're doing good. You know, the both of you are siblings. It's interesting how you have an interesting story to tell, actually, because martial arts goes back a long way in your family. Julian, you want to tell me how it all began?
Yeah. So it was our family's martial arts background that got me to become an occupational therapist. My father is a very prolific taekwondo master, and our mother's also a black belt. So we were probably started, you know, off on taekwondo before we were even born. You know, our dad probably held a kicking pad to our mother's tummy while she was pregnant. So my dad used to be state coach for Penang back in the 1980s. And currently I'm a third dan black belt, and Tofu, you're a fourth dan.
Fourth dan.
And we also have another sister in Taiwan who's also a black belt. And, you know, so from a taekwondo background that my father came from, he started to develop an interest in sports and exercise science and went on to develop a fitness gym business back in our hometown, Butterworth, right across from my school. Mm-hmm. So I'd come home from school every day and, you know, I'd see how he used a rehabilitative exercise stemming from his knowledge of martial arts to make a difference in people's lives. And I thought, hey, that's what I want to do. And that's how I became an occupational therapist. So throughout my occupational therapy studies, I would continuously revisit my martial art roots because a lot of what I had experienced learning and teaching martial arts was very much connected to what I was learning and eventually teaching my clients in occupational therapy.
Interesting. And yourself, Tofu, how did you get along with martial arts?
Well, I guess Joanne has covered, you know, quite a bit on our background about our father and then how we started taekwondo. So as someone who was involved in taekwondo my whole life, I guess it's pretty safe to say that, you know, taekwondo plays a big part of my life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my story is a little bit different though. You know, I got into occupational therapy because of Joyin. Okay, it looked, you know, what she did looked interesting, so I decided to have a go. And due to the nature of occupational therapy, where we use purposeful and meaningful activities as a medium of treatment, I was able to use my expertise in taekwondo and occupational therapy to complement each other. So right now, I don't only use martial arts in occupational therapy, but I also use occupational therapy facilitation techniques when I'm training my students and athletes in order to maximize their performance and learning experience.
Okay. You work in a government hospital, Tofu.
Yeah.
How's that experience? You work in the pediatric department with children.
Yep. Yeah. So far, because I went for my clinicals in a private clinic before, and I find a very different government setting is quite different from the private setting because basically in the government setting you get a lot of worst case scenario clients. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, because it's free and a lot of people tend to come to the government, so we have our appointments are pretty much fully booked.
Chock-a-block.
Yeah,
of course.
True.
Yep.
So it's very taxing, but at the same time, you know, because I enjoy my work, so it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. So how do you apply taekwondo as an occupational therapist for the children?
I started out with offering taekwondo in my therapy for all children. That means it doesn't necessarily have to have a diagnosis.
Okay.
Yeah, so I use taekwondo as a medium for sensory motor and cognitive training to facilitate their development. Okay, sensory motor is where what you see, what you hear and touch, for example, can be linked to how you move. Like, let's say you hold a target for a child to kick. The child needs to gauge how high he needs to raise his leg to hit the target. Okay, as for cognitive, it includes memory and attention. So occupational therapy techniques are used to facilitate the development of children to improve their performance without skipping any developmental milestones.
Okay, and these children, what are some of the conditions that they actually have that they need your help?
Basically, I meet a lot of autistic children and a lot of children with learning disabilities. But one very common problem they have is their sensory disorder. Mm-hmm. You know, they seek sensory. So I would try to design my therapy using these elements, using these martial art elements, so to fit into, you know, what they need. So basically, like certain clients, they would need some, you know, they like to spin around, you know, they seek sensation. So I would direct, you know, more spinning kicks. And as for some, I would, because a crossing midline is good for your brain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there are different kicks and
movements.
Bilateral coordination, you know, which can help in this part.
Okay, and this is, of course, government-endorsed. Do you think it has been very successful with the children?
So far, yes. I feel it's, how to say, I feel I can see the improvement in how, you know, they perform their movements and, you know, with enough sensory input, yeah, they tend to not be so, how to say, some people say, hyperactive, and it's easier to control them.
Okay. Yeah. And sometimes aggression comes with martial arts. Mm. And being children, they can't make that differentiation between how to be less aggressive. And it's just, this is therapy. It's not teaching you to fight. So how do you teach them the difference?
Okay. So, okay, you want to take that?
Go ahead,
yeah.
Julian.
Yeah.
Well, you work with children as well?
Well, yes, but I've also used martial arts for, well, rather therapeutic use of martial arts for anger management in teenagers. So this is, sometimes I do have teenagers who display violent behaviors. And as a result of working with them, you know, taking them through the process of participating in Taekwondo, you know, because Taekwondo, or rather traditional martial arts, you know, come with a belt system. You know, there's a social system in place, how classes are carried out, how interactions are facilitated in the class, like the relationship between a senior student and a junior student, you know, how do you conduct yourself, how do you prepare for a competition. And so I use these processes that are already inherent in the martial arts, you know, and focus on specific components in order to help the child address, you know, what needs to be addressed. So, for instance, if a teenager is having a performance anxiety, you know, before competitions or exams, and might have a tendency of throwing violent temper tantrums before, you know, the situations where they are required to perform. So I would put the child in a controlled situation, like, okay, how would we prepare for a tournament, you know, and throughout that use occupational therapy techniques or psychological facilitation techniques together with things like the tenets of Taekwondo or the student oath, which are actually the values and philosophy of Taekwondo, in order to show the student that there are different ways of handling the situation. You know, so when they learn that there are different ways of handling the situation, this is where the tension can be diffused, and the, you know, the violent behaviors will reduce when they learn to generalize those skills which they pick up from the process into the other aspects of their lives. So martial arts on its own is not just a physical thing, but should also come with that values and philosophy system as well.
Yeah, these you know, these aspects are also you can also find them in different traditional martial arts, like Bushido in karate, Wute in Chinese martial arts, and Silat and Muay Thai also have some form of values and philosophy that provide a balance to deadly skills that could potentially turn people into killing machines. Okay, so these aspects are, you know, what benefit what stops people from misusing the art.
Mm-hmm. So it needs a lot of self-discipline and mental focus.
Yeah, that's already integrated into the system. It's not so much about the person having to impose it on themselves, but because they are a part of the system and the classes are structured in a certain way, you know, then you can use the group to influence one another, the dynamics of the group.
Okay. Mm. Could you give me a quick history of how this whole idea of martial arts therapy came about?
Okay, I wouldn't say that I'm doing martial arts therapy per se, but it's more that I am actually making use of, or rather integrating martial arts into the therapy that I'm doing. You know, as an occupational therapist, our focus is using therapeutic activities to help a person develop certain components. So this is what we call occupation as means. And so participating, like just now, the example that I use with teenagers, was that the focus of them coming to Taekwondo is not to learn Taekwondo, but is to develop those other skills which are inherent and which Taekwondo can help support them in. And I think that that is a natural part, you know, of being an occupational therapist, because we have those skills to dissect any activity and help pick out the components of that activity which would be able to benefit our clients.
Fantastic. We're discussing martial arts for mental health today. Mm-hmm. If you have a question, tweet BFM Radio, or you can text 016-201-9000. We have Julian and Tefu Teo with us. We'll come back and continue this discussion. Up next on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon and welcome to the show. It's our Health and Living segment, and in the studio with us, Joyin Teo and Tefu Teo. Joyin is an occupational therapist, Tefu an occupational therapist and a Taekwondo coach, actually. Both probably have been in this martial arts of Taekwondo since, I don't know, even before they were born, actually. It's been many, many years going back to parents who, I wouldn't want to mess with your family, you know, honestly. I mean, going back so many generations of this whole idea of Taekwondo. Julian, you work on a community service project where you help people or teenagers with violent tendencies, and you use martial arts to help them.
The community service project that I mentioned is actually with a local government school, which contacted me hoping to integrate occupational therapy services into what they have for their students. So the work that I have done with teenagers, the adolescent mental health work, is a separate one. That is, with my own private clients. But the community service project that I do is together with a few other occupational therapists from different backgrounds. And we provide teacher training to the school. And also at the same time, we help the teachers identify what their students need. And we have noticed that the students in that school, that is a typical, a normal school with a few special needs classes in it. So the teachers, needed some support in terms of what to do with their students. And that's when they contacted me and they said, can you come in and help us? So we have a variety of trainings planned for the teachers, in which we teach the teachers how to identify behaviors and such in their students, and how to facilitate their classes better. And one of the things which we're going to incorporate is also Taekwondo for these students, or rather therapeutic Taekwondo, because it will be a lot different from a typical Taekwondo class, in the sense that a lot of the students, they have very weak muscles. When I've seen them, they have their sensory issues, students who spin around a lot, students who are not fully developed. And so identifying what these students' problems are and then running a class where the facilitator of the class, or rather the Taekwondo therapist, is actually getting each student to... They're, on the surface, it looks like they're all doing the same thing, but the focus will be a little bit different. And we will integrate all those components together into a class for the students to do together. It's like a group Taekwondo
session.
Class.
Okay. Yeah. And working so far?
Yep. Yeah, it's coming along. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just very new, just started.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you teach them at this stage, right? The children as well, Tefu. Mm-hmm. And then do they need to continue practicing in order to address the issues that they're going through?
What I'm doing right now is using martial arts, some components in martial arts to integrate it in my therapy. It's not, teaching the whole martial art as itself.
Sure.
So basically, if someone takes over, takes over the treatment, it shouldn't be a problem, because it's just a medium. Yeah, people can get, something else which is similar to use it as a medium in therapy. Yeah, the aims can be the same, but the process of achieving it is different.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what makes this unique. Yeah.
So do they have to practice it in the long term for the benefit of the patient?
In any occupational therapy, the child, or whatever skills that the child and the family, or rather, any occupational therapy client has picked up from the occupational therapy process, yes, they should definitely integrate it into their daily lives. It might not necessarily be exactly in the form In which it was done in the therapy session, but the family, you know, needs to work together with the therapist to see how it can be integrated into their day-to-day living. Or like in the case of the school, you know, the teachers work together with me how to integrate it into their day-to-day classes, because I only see them about once a month or twice a month. Yeah.
Okay. So it is an investment for the long term, really.
It is a process, yeah. But the child, or rather the family, you know, should not need to continuously go again and again.
It should just become habit after a while.
Yeah, it should be something you implement, and then you come back to the therapist for review from time to time.
Okay. Research evidence. Do we have research evidence to show that therapeutic, this sort of therapy works through martial arts?
Yes. In fact, because in Taekwondo, we have 12 universities in Korea funded by the Korean government to do research on Taekwondo. So Taekwondo is a highly researched martial art. There's a lot of kinesiological and psychological research done on this subject. Yeah. So we as occupational therapists, we extract these components from Taekwondo and implement them in our therapy. Yeah. And similarly, in China, there's also a lot of literature on how various Chinese martial arts can help therapeutically.
Okay. And do you assess, is this sort of therapy suitable for everyone?
I should say it depends on interests. Yeah, because in occupational therapy, we use purposeful and meaningful activities as a medium of treatment. So if a person is not interested in picking up martial arts, or is not interested in martial arts at all, so it's not suitable if we implement, you know, martial arts in their therapy.
Because we've heard of others. We've heard of dance therapy. We've heard of art therapy. How different would you say is martial arts therapy?
Yeah, so dance and art are at the end of the day therapeutic mediums. Like I mentioned just now, what occupational therapists specialize in is how we take apart day-to-day activities. We look at the components and we say, this component is what my client needs. So when we do that activity together with the client, we need to focus more on these components. So, at the end of the day, dance and art are mediums in which therapy can be conducted, and it's up to how the therapist utilizes these mediums, you know, in order to facilitate improvement in the person.
So it might work for some people, it might not work for some.
It's up to the therapist, up to the skill of the therapist, very subjective to the skill of the therapist.
Okay. Can martial arts therapy be used as a preventive measure?
Well, when you say preventive measure, it's What exactly is a preventive
measure? For your mental state, like Tai Chi, people practice Tai Chi, people do yoga, that kind of thing. Can martial arts help in that sort of way as well?
Yeah, martial arts in general is not necessarily therapeutic martial arts. It can provide it can help a person develop certain skills and abilities, which can help them prevent certain things. Like, for instance, if someone picks up competitive Taekwondo, they would have very good spatial awareness and very good reaction time. So this can help them avoid getting into accidents, for example, you know, avoid football flying at their face, you know, or avoid, beams falling down in the workplace and things like that. So these are the qualities that can be developed through martial arts. And also, a big component of martial arts is also, you know, how to breathe while you move, how to exert energy at the right time. And these skills are very, very much useful for people who have chronic pain, chronic fatigue. I use those skills with these populations.
Okay. And do you have to be a qualified therapist, for an example? You guys, both of you are occupational therapists. Mm. You're both trained in Taekwondo.
Yeah.
So do you need further qualifications, or do you need to be a certified qualified therapist as such?
What do you mean by...
So if you are... Do you need to convert Taekwondo as a means of therapy? Do you need to be trained to do that?
Do you mean to say that can any average Taekwondo instructor...
Exactly.
...use...
Taekwondo in a therapeutical manner for mental health?
Not mental health. Not mental health. Because mental health does require a lot of training.
Correct. No. And that's what you guys do as well, to a certain extent. You're an occupational therapist. So that helps you apply the Taekwondo.
Yes.
Without the occupational therapy training, you cannot apply the Taekwondo in the manner that you do at the moment.
Definitely not. Yes. Definitely
not. So you need to have some kind of other qualifications to use Taekwondo as a means for as a therapy.
Yeah, because basically, as healthcare professionals, we are trained to look at the diagnosis and what effects can come from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we can use that knowledge and integrate it to how we perform our martial arts. You know, how we perform our therapy and which components of the martial arts is suitable for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you would be best. To be, you will know how to identify that. Are there other people like you who are practicing, who are occupational therapists who use Taekwondo as therapy?
Well, I do have a few physiotherapists who work for me who do have a Taekwondo background, and I am working together with them on. I'm trying to integrate them into that school project that I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are actually quite a fair number of therapists who are trained. Who have a martial arts background, but they might not necessarily use it in the therapy.
Okay, so they can be occupational therapists, but they can also do art therapy. They can also be involved in dance therapy. They can also... Okay, what's the difference with Tai Chi? Because always you hear of Tai Chi being prescribed as a way to, you know, for better health, just like yoga does. So how does Taekwondo differ from Tai Chi?
Well, basically, the reason why we use Taekwondo is because we are well-versed in it. Yeah, I personally also use Tai Chi, but I use it for clients with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which is what happens to you if you smoke for a long time, over a long period, and then you have this lung problem, which causes you to feel like, you know, when you walk 5 meters, you feel as if you've been running for
You're
5 miles.
COPD.
COPD. So basically, for Tai Chi, I find it very good to train, train my clients to integrate their breathing with their movement. Yeah, because the breathing way in Tai Chi is very good, you know, for clients with COPD. Yeah, because it teaches... Because by implementing that sort of breathing, they are able to perform their daily activities much longer. You know, their tolerance is much better.
Okay. Yeah. And martial arts is a booming sport. I mean, we know that. Mm-hmm. Especially something what we call mixed martial arts. Mm-hmm. How do you make that right choice if you want to start learning martial arts, both for physical practice as well as philosophy? Which ones do you apply?
Well, okay. I would say if a person is interested in practicing martial arts, I would advise him or her to survey around. Yeah. First, you need to survey around and then maybe observe a few classes and talk to the instructors. Yeah. See if what they offer is what you actually want.
Yeah. So it's not just, observing the classes. You also have to know what to look for when you're in the classes. Also, talk to the other people who have been attending the classes and actually find out whether how the instructor's personal philosophy actually fits with yours. I think that's very important. Yeah, because I have seen complaints, from parents or who say, when my child has been sent to this class, this is what happened, my child has been tortured and such. So sometimes you have to decide what is it that you actually want and whether or not there's a fit. If there's not, then find someone else who does fit with what your needs are.
Okay. So do you see a future for martial arts as a therapy?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Because one thing, most schools in Malaysia now have some form of martial arts in them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, I would say that a lot of people in Malaysia are exposed to martial arts. Yeah. So, yes, I would definitely say that. Yeah.
So like I said, we do come across a number of therapists who do have that martial arts background. It's just that there has been no concerted effort, to actually develop this in the East. Whereas you see in the West, they have things like dance therapy. I mean, most Asian people don't dance the way West, they do in the West. So if dance therapy can be, a real thing, I don't see why martial arts can't be for us you know, people here in Asia.
Fantastic. Would you have a message, Julian?
Message meaning?
On martial arts as therapy.
Martial arts as therapy.
What would you like to leave us with?
Pardon?
What would you like to leave us with?
What would you like to leave? What would I like to leave you with?
Where do you see this in the future?
Well, basically, I see, yeah, it's, you know, using martial arts in therapy has a lot of potential, yeah. So it depends on who is implementing it and how they implement it. Okay. Yeah, it can be very useful.
But, you know, to think about it as therapy, both on a cognitive level as well as a sensorial level, children, adolescents, in terms of aggression, it helps tremendously.
Yeah, and also adults and, you know, people after stroke, like COPD. Tofu has been working with COPD.
Correct.
Yeah. There is a wide variety of conditions, and it's definitely an exciting area to explore in the future. You know, if there is a chance to conduct further researches on this, then definitely Tofu and I would be interested.
Sure. How do we get in touch with you? Is there a website? Or an email address?
Well, they can Google us.
Okay. What are we Googling? What are we Googling? Just your name?
Google. Yeah, you can Google Teo Jouyin. Okay. Teojouyin.
Yeah. Yep. And you'll be able to get.
Yeah, there's a lot of information on the internet.
Fantastic. Thank you both very much for joining us today. That was Jouyin Teo and Tofu Teo, both occupational therapists, while Tofu's also a taekwondo coach, talking to us about martial arts as therapy on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.